Episode number 1961 of the Who Cares News is coming on for Monday, May 3rd, 2021. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
It's time for the Who Cares News. Ooh-wee.
Ooh-wee, betcha.
With Morgan. Is that like, you know?
You all right there?
Yeah, it's like I went down to Texas and came back with that one. Yeehaw! Well, it's Morgan.
Sometimes I thought you could be an honorary Texan, but sometimes
no,
it's like,
I can't.
No, nah, I'd revoke your card.
Yeah, you would. Yeah.
Yeah, you're on a probationary period.
It's okay. I really didn't leave anything in Texas, so it's okay.
God, that's so sad to hear that.
I know, but I'm just not a Texas boy.
You're not.
I'm a California boy.
No, Texas is a
have nothing against
state
the great
of mind.
State of Texas. Not in the least. Some of my best friends are Texans.
Anyway, well, that is true.
And it's time for the Who Cares News. What's going on?
All right. So Gwynny, your girl Gwyneth Paltrow.
Yay.
She announced via Instagram that her previously canceled Goop Cruise is back on.
Oh, man. That sounds like something I need to go on. Now,
well, you could.
I'm thinking the sex toy lecture might be a little weird, a little awkward, you know.
Oh, you'd probably have a good time in
there. No, I think that would be awkward. That's
you'd sit in the back of the room and you'd stare
at
everybody.
That's so embarrassing. Shit around sex toys. And worse, expensive sex toys.
And there probably will be a lecture on
probably
on the self-care.
On the Goop Cruise.
It'll be self-care.
On the Goop Cruise. Oh, my God. It sounds like a TV show.
The Goop Cruise.
That's how we're going to get the love boat back.
Bring your sex toys.
For everyone.
There you go. Sex toy lecture in the promenade. 2 o'clock. Goop originally announced news of the cruise in January 2020, but the voyage was quickly canceled due to the coronaviruses.
Yeah. And I guess now you have to have proof of vaccination when you register for a cruise.
Yeah.
There's no cruising without
no
anti-vaxxers. No.
No. They have enough problems with norovirus.
Yes, they do. Yeah.
They don't need the coronavirus. It's on top of that.
On top of that. Yeah.
Yeah, because it's just too
many
close.
Words that
too
start with the word virus. I don't like that.
But you like cruising.
I do love to cruise. Don't you? Isn't it the best?
I do like to cruise.
It's like the most relaxing vacation there ever was.
I think it needs to be. I need to go on a longer cruise.
Yeah, like 2 weeks or how about a year-long cruise? Just go around the world. I think you'd get your fill of cruise food by then.
Might get my fill of cruises in.
Yeah.
Well, she shared the news alongside a picture of herself at the beach. And it was captioned, "I'm always happiest by in or on the sea."
Okay, I'm going to say something really rude now. I saw a picture of Goop not too long ago, and the years are starting to catch up with her a little bit.
How old is she now?
She's like 50? 50-ish, yeah. She's starting to look a little worn around the edges.
Jeez.
I think she could use a little dip. And a little time.
You have no tact.
I have none.
No. So anyway, she says that in 2022, she and her Goop team are joining celebrity cruises.
Oh, okay. That's who we stay away
ship.
From. I mean, go on.
Right. Celebrity Beyond. They are curating programming and fitness kits to add fitness kits. I said fitness kit. To add to their celebrities' wellness.
It's like
experience.
The old joke, a fitness taco in my mouth.
That's your fitness right there. So she insists that she's sworn to secrecy on the rest of the partnership news, and the details are coming soon.
We're sworn to secrecy. Oh, my God.
Bet their spa experience is going to be something else.
I don't know. It's going to be stupid expensive. Because, you don't go to the spa for free on a cruise ship. No.
No.
That's a value-added. No. That's a value-added amenity.
It would be the
unless
spa.
Unless your travel agent got you a good deal.
It would be the spa experience or the Goop spa experience. John Mayer.
Didn't we just talk about John Mayer the other day?
Yeah, and I think John Mayer, I think he's, I think he wants to, you know, people to notice him right now because
really?
He's going to do his little talk show.
Oh, that's right. Or he might be doing the talk show.
Yeah.
That wasn't a for sure thing, as I recall.
Oh.
They're pitching it.
Okay.
There's probably a pilot out there.
Well, it's still a reason to be, you know, seen
noticed.
And noticed.
Yeah.
So John Mayer was having a nice night out with Pete Davidson's ex, Cassie David.
Really?
He's 43. She's 26. You know, the usual.
The usual.
Yeah,
John Mayer
Hollywood.
Thing. Hello.
Mm. Well, a Hollywood thing, too.
Yeah, true.
A lot of that going around these days. Now, Cassie's Larry David's daughter.
Okay.
And John and she, they were spotted dining at Katsuya. On Saturday night in Studio City, California.
What kind of food they have at Katsuya? Must be Japanese.
I'm going to guess Japanese.
Fusion. I mean, sushi. Sushi was had.
Now, the two
love
looked
sushi.
Like John and Cassie.
Yeah.
Looked like they were having a good time.
Oh, boy.
They were just enjoying their meal outside in a tent.
Yeah.
Just
with
like
a space heater.
Else. Sure.
With a space heater. Yeah.
Now, apparently, they're old friends.
How old can they be?
I know, because she's only 26. Right? That was my first thought.
How old can they be?
Well, back in 2018, Cassie was on John's Instagram live show.
Okay.
And she asked him at that time, she asked him a whole bunch of questions about his personal life, including how many people he slept with.
Well, that was appropriate.
So I guess that's maybe that's how they struck up a friendship.
If you're Larry David.
And maybe he said, would you like to be the next number on, you know, to watch?
I didn't watch it. Who knows if he said that or not? That would be pretty crass.
He could have said, would you like to be the next notch?
If you are on the bedpost. If you're Larry David, are you like freaking out a little bit that your daughter's hanging out with John Mayer? I would be. If my daughter was hanging out with John Mayer, I would be a little freaked. I would just be a little tiny freak.
Sorry, is he alive? Did he die?
No, Larry David's alive. He's doing Curb Your Enthusiasm.
I could have sworn he died.
No. You're thinking Larry King.
No, I'm thinking of Larry David a couple years ago or so.
No, he's still around.
Okay.
Here he is in all his glory.
I don't know who I'm thinking of then.
I don't know. Larry Storch? Larry Hagman?
No.
Larry the Cable Guy?
All right, so maybe this is how they struck up a good friendship.
No.
I don't know. Larry David, watch out for your daughter.
I think he is. And maybe, I mean, he may not. He may be giving his full blessing. Who knows? Who knows? Larry David's a funny one to figure out. Remember, the series Seinfeld was based on him, not on Jerry.
That's true.
The deal. It was Larry's life, not Jerry's. And so...
Maybe they're just friends.
Maybe they're just friends having a bite of sushi together on a Saturday night in Studio City. Who does that? Who does that? You know who does that?
Halle Berry
does that. And I don't think Halle Berry and John Mayer have any history at all. I hope not.
I don't think so. And she doesn't need to.
That would just sully her.
Would that sully her in your eyes?
Well, not in my eyes.
No, you know. It doesn't matter.
It takes a lot to sully something in my eyes. A little something for your day.
Back to Tactless John.
More Who Cares tomorrow. Have a great day. And
that's all the news you can care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.